Just days into 2016, the political news is focused on what's going on in Iowa and New Hampshire, the first two states where people get to vote for presidential candidates. But in the Lone Star State, Texans know they are the real prize in this year's Republican primaries. From member station KUT in Austin, Ben Philpott explains why this is not just your usual Texas bragging.
I mean, sure, it is Texas bragging. But this time there's data behind the claim, because no matter how you slice it, Texas comes up big.
Texas has an outsized impact on the GOP nomination.
That's Republican strategist Ted DeLisi, and he's going to help me lay out the four-point case for Texas. We'll start with delegates. On March 1st, Texas has 155 up for grabs. Is that a lot?
That's an eighth, or 12.5%, all the way toward the nomination. And if a campaign does really well in Texas, it is obviously the crown jewel on what's at stake on March 1st.
There are 12 states voting on March 1st, when five of them, Alaska, Arkansas, Colorado, Minnesota, and Vermont, and you just might walk away with as many delegates as you get by winning big in Texas. Fine, you say, but doesn't Ted Cruz have a big advantage in his home state? That leads me to point number two. Texas is still a competitive race. Early polls have had Donald Trump in first or second, and sure, Cruz does have the advantage of representing Texas in the Senate, but former state Republican Party Chairman Steve Munisteri says Cruz is far from the only local in the race.
You've got Governor Huckabee, went to college here. You've got Rick Santorum, who runs Echo Light Studios in DFW. You've got Carly, who was born in Austin, Texas. You've got Jeb Bush, who was born in Texas. You've got Rand Paul, who was here since first grade.
That takes us to point number three. The strategic candidates already have an eye on Texas. Rand Paul opened a campaign office in Austin way back in March and brought former Chairman Munisteri onto his campaign. Carly Fiorina recently hired Rick Perry's campaign manager. And of course, Jeb Bush's last name alone connects him to lots of wealthy donors. GOP strategist Ted DeLisi says in a state this big and complicated, these are important connections.
I think the campaigns that have momentum, have resources, and can most exploit those places to pick up delegates have the potential to do very well.
Finally, point number four. Texas is the best place to talk about the GOP's top priorities. The economy? Texas has outpaced the rest of the country in terms of job growth. Abortion? Texas owns one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country, a law that's heading to the Supreme Court in 2016. And candidates can talk about securing the border in Iowa, but it sounds and looks better when you're on the border, like when Donald Trump visited Laredo, Texas this summer.
There is a huge problem with the illegals coming through. And in this section, it's a problem. In some sections, it's a massive problem. You have to make the people that come in, they have to be legal.
I'll end with a bonus point. A major winnowing of presidential candidates usually happens after Iowa and New Hampshire vote. But with Texas looming just a month later, DeLisi says more candidates than usual may hang on for a chance at a comeback here.
They're still focused on Iowa and New Hampshire, but they understand that as the process gets going, they need to have infrastructure here. So when they catch their moment, they want to be ready for it here.
So enjoy the caucuses. Have fun in New Hampshire, but pay attention to what happens in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott in Austin.